below the funding line to the average line, and then we'd have to modify that dollar amount. Does that accurately state your motion, Sherry?
Yeah, I think it is, because yes, and then I think we, once you bring all the courts up to at least the average funding line, we rise and fall together. The family fight is over. That's the beauty of it, is now we're all at least at the average funding line, and our workload formula takes care of us within the band from that area. So yes, that would be my motion.
Judge Conklin, this is John Orban. I just want to make sure it's clear. It is not too late to make modifications. But I would also point out that with regard to Ms. Carter's comments about bringing everybody up to the average funding level, that I get it. But the minute you do that, you bring folks up, there is created a new average funding level, because there will be folks that courts that are above, and then it defines a brand new average statewide funding level. So there will always be an average if you have courts in different places until you get everybody exactly at the same place. You're going to have an average.
So John, I disagree Excellent. With you mathematically, because you can do the math at 1 point.
Oop, you cut out, Sherry. Hello?
Once you've done that, then the bands go into place that make adjustments based on workload. So it doesn't, you're right, if you influx new money, everybody goes up. But if the money is only dedicated to the ones below, it doesn't change the line. It only brings those people up that are below the line. It's the influx of new money that does that.
Yeah, and I believe if you bring courts up to a certain point, and as long as you have courts that remain at a higher funding level, there will be an average, and that will be higher than those courts that are below. It will be somewhere between, right? Because it's
yeah,
the average.
I totally agree, and I wouldn't change that. In other words, it's a one-time ask to bring them up, and recognizing that I do see what you're saying, because once they have it, now you create a new average. But
exactly.
The problem is that it's the same people who continue to be below the line for the many years that we've been working on this. So I see your point, and I'm not sure how to actually deal with it, except that the ask would have to create the new band, so to speak.
Okay, so I think that's probably an issue that is ongoing and that it will continue to be addressed given the moving numbers. So as I understand it, there's a motion that I have seconded, not acting as chair, but just acting as a member, to adopt the BCP concepts as stated on table two, modifying concept five as stated. Is that accurate? That's my intent for the second. Any further comments on that?
Buckley?
Yes, Judge Buckley.
So, maybe taking John's comment about the average always moves, and I don't phrase that as a friendly amendment or what, but why not change the 100% to 85%? When we were looking at how to bring all the courts up with the 72, it was 80 point something percent. And if we had the BCP to be at 85%, it achieves the same goal or same advantage that it's going to be less money. It is a defined amount that's clear to articulate, and also it gives John and others who are advocating for us, if need be, let it be a compromise to go down to the 80 or the number that we know would bring everyone up to the current average.
I actually like that, Judge Conklin, and would be okay with that. And it would resolve the concern that I think John expressed, that I certainly understand, because once you've done that, now you recalculate it and you have the same problem. So. I think that has a lot more attraction to have a fixed number And again, it doesn't hurt any of the sister courts above that line, above that percentage.
All right, with that modification, I'll second. Any further discussion on this issue?
So Judge Conklin, this is Kim Turner. Judge Buckley must have been reading my mind, because that's the exact modification I was going to suggest, is that if we fix the percentage, it will, in fact, lower that ask, I think, rather considerably, but it will also address that issue that John and Sherry were talking about. So I am in favor of the motion.
Great minds think alike. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
It's Brandy. Sorry.
Go ahead, Brandy. Go ahead.
To table one. And I don't know if
I could you put that up, please?
Yes. Do you see that?
I see it. Yep, got it. Okay.
So as it relates to table one, we still have the question of if we want to prioritize those or not individually or within the tick back BCP concepts that we have in table two.
Yeah, so I didn't interpret it to be prioritizing them. I just interpreted it to be accepting them all as BCP concepts to move forward. Is that accurate?
I didn't hear a motion on that one, Judge. But so they're presented for us to prioritize. Previously, we've supported but not prioritized in past years. That makes
so
sense.
So what are you asking? No, I'm sorry, I'm just not following. So you're asking on table one that we not prioritize, that we simply adopt table.
So there's no recommendation on this one, just options for discussion. If the committee chooses to prioritize these, what priority order should we present to JBBC?
Judge Conklin, Turner, I move that we just support these four proposals. They're already being carried by other committees, and I move that we not prioritize them.
Thank you. Bartleson seconds.
Moved and seconded that table one be moved forwarded without prioritization, just with support equally. So Brandy, thanks. I'm really glad you clarified that. I'm sorry, I just wasn't tracking well. Any opposition to either motion concerning table one or table two? And Brandy, does that give you what you need?
Absolutely, yes, yes, thank you.
Judge Conklin, this is Judge Buckley. Would we want a statement that these four we support, but we want our six to be a higher priority? Is that not asked of us?
Brandy, do we need that?
So I would, Judge Buckley, I would then say we would be technically prioritizing them by putting them at a lower priority than those in table two. Am I understanding that's what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. I'll speak for myself. I think the ones that we have on table two at a higher priority.
So table two are actually BCP concepts from TICBEC, correct?
Yes.
So I agree, we should emphasize that by supporting table one, we do not mean to state that it takes priority over table two. So table two is stated in priority from TICBEC BCPs. Table one is then accepted as additional BCP proposals to be considered equally, but secondary to table two.
May I ask a question? This is Sherry Carter again. Why is TICBEC prioritizing deferred maintenance and trial court capital outlay when the trial court facility modification advisory committee should probably be the one to prioritize that and did not? In other words, I don't really see that within our realm. I mean, those are things we all believe are important, but is that really a TICBEC ask, or is that really more a trial court facility modification advisory committee ask? So, you know, if we were going to remove any, I would remove three and six and have the facilities committee consider that. And yeah, so that's my comment.
Thoughts? And I'm not sure if John is still with us concerning those two.
Yes, Judge, John Wardlaw. So I think this listing is a representation of the priorities of the trial courts. And I agree with Ms. Carter in that there are other committees that will weigh in from the facility standpoint. There are committees that weigh in from an information technology standpoint, typically. But this is your opportunity to, from a trial court budget advisory committee, to express your priorities to JBBC as it contemplates the broader palette of things that include Supreme Court, courts of appeal, and more broadly, the trial court. So this is your voice on a trial court broad priorities that is complemented certainly by the other committees as they're weighing in too.
Thanks so much. Sherry, does that address your concern?
Yes, absolutely. Don't mind if we keep it. It's just that it does dilute what we might feel is more important, especially if we're carrying the water for those things for which another Judicial Council committee has more direct responsibility for. That's the only reason I actually raised it. But I defer to the group whether we keep it or not. I support the group. I don't think we necessarily need to prioritize, but if we don't, those two seem to dilute the ones that are more directly related to what we spend our time talking about.
Judge Conklin, I have heard pretty loudly from SEAC that you know, ensuring that the voice of the courts is loud with regard to the priorities, and there has been question of whether or not that their voice is being heard. And so I would encourage this body, as a representation broadly of the trial courts, to ensure that this list or whatever list goes forward truly represents the priorities of the trial courts as a collective.
Thank you very much.
So with that, why don't we take those two that Sherry mentioned, 3 and 6, put them into table 1, and they would be under the category that we support them, but we have our revised table 2 as a higher priority.
That's one option. The other option is just to move 3 down to the bottom. So 3 would become 5, and all the other ones from a trial court perspective would be above those two in table 2 as far as a priority, because table 2 is stated in priority order. So we would still support it as a BCP concept from TICBAC, but those two, number 3 and number 6, would be at the bottom of our list. Otherwise, we could just move to table 1 as suggested by Judge Buckley, and I'm open to either one.
I think moving them on the table, since we really haven't had a chance to revote or to, you know, assess it, maybe it's too much to remove them. Maybe just do as you suggest and keep the CPI number 1. Maybe move up 3 to 2 because current 2 is already included. I think that would probably be a good suggestion, Judge Conklin. That way we're not trying to undo what people have already voted for.
Okay, so I see, though I don't see her, Brandy pulling her hair out. So let's be clear about let's just go, Sherry, your understanding, because you made the motion, on table 2, starting off with what's number 1 through number 6.
So my suggestion would be that we would have either 5 as 1, our new 5 as 1, or 1 as 1. So it would be 1, 5. I don't think you need the 2 because it's already in the governor's budget. So I don't, John, do you need to reinforce it even if it's already there? Number 2, it's already in the governor's budget.
So the baseline restorations, no, I think that was a kind of a placeholder to see at the time in which this was proposed or considered. There was nothing in play in the January 10 or January 8th budget, and the legislative leaders, as well as the governor, have formed an agreement. And so at the time which this came up, that wasn't on the table at that point. I think it's moot at this point. All indications show that the legislature will and the governor support the restoration. I don't see a need for this one.
So, Judge Conklin, if it were me, since you asked me, I would put our new 5-1. I would have 1-2. I would take the current 2 off, and then it's already in order.
Except would you put trial court deferred maintenance above civil assessment maintenance of effort?
I think our conversation around civil assessment is probably, I think it would be asking too much for us to ask people to address that at the same time as restoring up to 85% and looking at CPI. So I would probably put that below those two, and I defer to others on whether it's above or below the facility related costs. I really don't have a position.
Well, let's keep it simple and keep it where it is. So, Brandy, what's your understanding of the motion, since you're going to have to be the one to write it up?
Oh, no problem. So I have still Kim's motion that Kim Turner's motion that Kim Bartleson seconded about supporting the table one. There's been an addition to not allow it to exceed table two's authority. Now, table two, the highest priority would be the funding to 85%, which will be changed from the 100. Number two is CPI. We no longer will have the restoration, and then it will follow with deferred maintenance, civil assessment, and then cap outlay.
Perfect. Is that everybody's understanding of the motion, including Sherry's and Kim's? Sure sounds like it. Any additional discussion or comment on the motion as finally and accurately and expertly stated by Brandy? Hearing none, any opposition? Hearing none, that motion passes. Brandy, is there any other business? I'm sorry, was there a
Judge Conklin, request? Did we actually vote then on the 100% becomes 85%? We did?
Yes, okay. It's my understanding that Sherry made that and I adopted it, yep. Okay, so it has now been moved and seconded, and as chair, I will deem unanimously approved unless somebody objected and I didn't hear it. Great, that be the final action of the committee today. So we've, not that I'm encouraging it, but we're well within our schedule. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Brandy, what's our upcoming meetings just before we adjourn?
Our next meeting is scheduled for May 6th. This is going to be quite a large meeting to go over 21-22 trial court allocations.
Great. Okay.
Judge Conklin?
Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting. This is Nancy Eberhart. And I don't mean to impose, but I did have an abstention on the first order of business this morning on the on the funding for the $167 million. I would like to change that abstention to an approval since we did receive the information we needed.
Okay. We'll note that Ms. Eberhart on the first motion concerning the 167.8, and I'm granting that she changed the abstention to an approval. Thank you. And then after May 6th, we've got what's the final council meeting in July?
July 8th and 9th, it's currently scheduled for.
Great. Okay. So I don't hear any requests to extend this meeting till 2 o'clock as we originally scheduled. So I'll just close out with a comment this has been really productive, but not easy. Difficult, and there's been some very pointed comments, none meant, I think, in other than for the good of the whole and the continued goal of this committee as I believe we're mandated to do, to forward what we consider to be the priorities of the trial courts, recognizing that this next goes to JBBC. So JBBC, as our committee that we report to, so to speak, will consider all of this and ultimately to the council. That makes the final call on this. We're an advisory committee. And that's what we're doing our best to do, is fulfill our role with input from John and Martin and everybody else, but we'll fulfill our role to provide advice to the council. And unless there's anybody else to comment, and unless I put my foot further in my mouth, I think it's
Judge Conklin, I just have to comment. Am I the only one that sees that John Wardlaw has taken over Judge Thompson's picture?
He had for a minute, but now Judge Thompson's back, and there's Judge Wardlaw.
At least good, it's humor. Not a cat, right?
It's That's not right. a cat.
Humor and respect prevail, and I truly appreciate that from all of you. I really do. I don't mean to, well, I won't say anything. It will sound political, except be healthy and do your best to maintain that health. I appreciate and need, we all appreciate and need each one of us on this committee. And for the good of the order, we're adjourned. Thank you all so much. Brandy, can we change the time to 12:30, by the way, and we'll just keep the existing link?
Yes, I sent them a message saying the same thing.
Great. Thanks, okay. Everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. We're adjourned. Bye-bye. Be well.